Imagine being a young mother balancing diapers and dreams with no clear roadmap but a fierce determination to succeed. Now imagine that same woman becoming the first woman to run the Maryland Department of Labor and the first woman to run the Maryland Department of Commerce, running for governor and currently running Maryland's leading tech association, driving innovation, policy, and progress across the state. That's my journey, but how did we get there, right? When I was growing up, I wanted to be, seriously, growing up outside of Detroit, I wanted to be the first woman in my family to graduate from college. It was a dream. But at almost 20 years old, I dropped out of school, I was pregnant, I got married, and I spent the next 15 years of my life raising the two most glorious boys. Some days were glorious, some days were not. Now they've given me grandkids, and so now they're really glorious, and so I've forgiven them for all their sins. But during those 15 years, right, I waited tables, I tended bar, all after hours, all while the kids went to bed, anything to be able to make the time go by. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It was tough. It was hard. We were scrappy. We did everything that we could, just like all of the other innovators in the room today. But we were determined to get what was needed for our family. But those were also really super special times, right? I mean, I was able to see all of the developmental things that we're having my kids were doing. I watched their first step. I took them to get their first stitches. None of it was my fault. But I also was able to teach Sunday schools, and I was able to do the reading in their classrooms, and I was able to volunteer everywhere, and I was known as pretty much the best hockey mom that anybody could have. At least that's what I called myself. My kids denied that I was ever involved in any part of their life. But there was always a part of me that wanted more, right? I really, 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 really did want to be the first member of my family to graduate from college. In the late 1900s, in the past century, in the 1990s, I began working while my kids were at school in a real estate office. And so this great new mentor of mine that I met along the way, he said that I really needed to continue my education, and I got a real estate license, and that was great. And he said, you really want to be able to be able to college graduate? I can't afford it, right? I got these kids, you know, it's all these things. For Christmas one year, he gave me a check for $500. He said, this is your full first semester at Monroe Community College to continue your education, and from there, you've got it. So I took that $500, and he is a friend forever. Unfortunately, God rest his soul, he passed away this past New Year's Eve. But a very dear friend of mine and the most amazing mentor that I could ever have in Rochester. And so I did that, and I started that. I continued and got my associate's degree from Monroe Community College as I was moving to Maryland, Frederick, Maryland. The world of opportunity 22 years ago was not as it is today. There was barely a shopping center in Frederick at that point in time. But I did find Hood College. And Hood College gave me a scholarship. I applied for a scholarship. They gave me a scholarship. And do you know that when I was 36 years young, I did in fact become the first person in my family to receive a college education? And I loved that because it was something that I could afford. Well, I'm still paying for it today. Did I tell you that? So I could afford it with the scholarship and everything, but, you know, there's still a monthly payment that's going on there. But it gave me the opportunity to meet so many people. There was internships involved, and I was able to work in Annapolis. I was able to work in Washington, D.C. I saw the best and the worst of every politician, not you, Senator, of anybody that I had been able to come in contact with. But it provided me a guide, and it provided me with lots of mentoring opportunities. And in that opportunity, in 2010, I learned at the very last minute that my local delegate was not going to run for re-election. And so I said, okay, maybe I should. And so I did what every single mother now of teenage boys would do. I called my youngest son and I said, what would you do? And he said, Mom, if not you, who? And if not now, when? And I said, who gave birth to you? Certainly wasn't me. And so I did that, and I took on that role, and I worked the hardest that I ever did in 2 months, and I knocked on doors, and I shook people's hands and all of that. And I was so excited because I won that election in 2010 by 7 votes. Wow. It was amazing. I didn't eat, sleep. It was a thing. But I loved my time in the House of Delegates. Senator, you might agree. Those are very special times. You learn a lot. I spent my time in the Economic Matters Committee, and I was able to learn about energy issues and banking issues and small business and labor relations. And all of that led me to the realization that the most important part of that 4 years of my life was the friendships that was involved. And I made friends with every single person on my committee, and they are still my dear friends today. And I will say that we all had the best of intentions. We disagreed a lot on certain things, but we were able to understand that we all had an ideology that was different, but a mission that was similar, and that was to make the state of Maryland the best state that we could possibly be. After that, I ran for re-election in 2014, and I won by more than 7 votes that time. It was not a nail-biter, but Governor Hogan also won that year in 2014, and during that transition, he came to me and he said, Kelly, if you were to join my administration, what would you want to do? And I said, I've seen a lot of things over the course of the last 4 years, and I would never want to leave the House of Delegates because I love what I do. I love the people that I serve. I love my constituents. But if I were to do anything, I would want to be the Secretary of Labor. And he said, huh? And I said, yeah, the Secretary of Labor, they have so much interaction with businesses and workforce, and there's really an infrastructure that we can do there, and it needs help. And he laughed. I'll never forget that day. He looked at me, he laughed, and he said, Kelly, nobody else wants that job. So it's yours. And I loved it. I loved every single part of being a part of the Department of Labor. While I was there, I championed lots of policies, most of them including business growth and workforce development and non-traditional apprenticeships, which to this day is killing it out there in the world of non-traditional apprenticeships. So I'm really excited about that. To that, success is not about climbing the ladder. It's about building a stronger foundation in order for others to be able to climb on the same wall that you've climbed, right? So in 2019, Governor Hogan won re-election. You know this part of history. I became the Secretary of Commerce. I was really excited. I could do something fun with the Department of Commerce for a year, and then COVID happened. And we were more about saving the existence of businesses than we were about creating new businesses. And we worked really hard. But what that taught me at that point in time was that reminder that we all need strong leadership. We need to be able to give back. And working with a team, and that team at the Department of Commerce was absolutely just the most incredible foundational support that anybody could ever have in those positions. But the truth is, at that realization of that leadership point, that going back when I was 20 years old, and I was a college dropout, I was pregnant, I was newly married, and I was waiting tables, I never dreamed that I could even have these positions. I didn't even know what the Secretary of Labor was, right? Didn't know what the Secretary of Commerce was. And most of all, I did not realize or even enter my conceptual realization that I could even run for governor. Who thinks that they can run for governor, right? But I did. And as I did that, my whole life changed. It was the best experience in my entire life that I would never give up for anything. And my life changed because of it. Now, obviously, my life would have changed a lot more had I won. But it really did change. It opened up a big universe of who people are and what they're doing. So every role that I have held has prepared me for a new role of where I am today as the CEO of the Maryland Tech Council. I have the privilege of being surrounded by brilliant, creative, and fearless humans whose goals are to make life better for other humans. Who doesn't want to be surrounded by those people every single day? It is inspiring and exhilarating and a constant reminder that walking into uncomfortable situations only helps to spark progress. And as you can see, my path wasn't a straight line to the C-suite. But like all of us in this room, I'm assuming, so many of us, I faced moments of doubt, tough decisions, and unexpected challenges. And as a young mother, I had to make choices that prioritized my family's needs while keeping my aspirations alive. Special people, learning opportunities, and faith gave me the confidence to serve, but more importantly, the desire to provide that same guidance to others that may be doubting their own specific path at this point in time as well. Remember, their background does not define their destiny. Thank you very much.